This is Dakota Datebook for February 13th. On this date, in 1885, Mrs. Dill awaited trial in the Richland County Jail. The Wahpeton paper reported that a search of the Dill farm had turned up the missing August Dill, buried in the cow stable under a pile of manure. Mrs. Dill, her sons, and a hired man were arrested and taken to Wahpeton. Mrs. Dill confessed, saying she alone was the murderer and had placed the body there without help. The case of Mrs. Dill made headlines across the region. She was found guilty and sentenced to life with hard labor at the territorial prison in Yankton. A St. Paul paper dubbed her the Dakota Territory murderess, though she posed no threat to the public. Isolated on the farm and speaking only German, Mrs. Dill relied on English interpreters for her court statements. Domestic abuse and self-defense were not presented as mitigating factors. Her husband had been missing since January 26th. Relatives grew suspicious and eventually searched the Dill farm. According to Mrs. Dill's testimony, August Dill had been in a foul mood over a debt owed to a machine agent. Wielding an iron poker, he began beating her, grabbing her hair, and smashing her head against the wall. She broke free, grabbed a gun from the hired man's coat, and shot August. She tried to revive him, but he was dead. She then dragged him to the barn and buried him. 10 days later, relatives arrived and discovered the body. Mrs. Dill was described as a small, frail woman, her expression reflecting great suffering. Petitions for her release were signed by influential figures in Wahpeton before and after the trial. The hired man, charged as an accomplice, died in the Wahpeton jail a few weeks later. Mrs. Dill's sons were convicted as accomplices, but received light sentences. One son died shortly after his release. In April of 1891, Governor John Burke pardoned Mrs. Dill. The petition for her release was signed by the court officers, the foreman of the convicting jury, and many citizens of Wahpeton familiar with the case. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lisa Erdrich. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.